I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. It's crunch time at the state capitol as lawmakers head toward crossover day. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, Thursday is do-or-die time for bills hoping to make it through this session.
Shall this bill now pass?
Lawmakers have not yet voted on several big measures like a pair of abortion bills, a proposed state takeover of Atlanta's airport, ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment, as well as several important health care proposals. The way crossover day works, if a bill does not pass the House or Senate or crossover by the end of the day Thursday, it's out of the running for the rest of the session and has to wait until next year to be considered. So you'll hear this sound a lot on Thursday as legislators hurry to vote on many bills before that deadline. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Communities in West Georgia have been declared in states of emergency by Governor Brian Kemp following the tornadoes that battered the region on Sunday. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports from the city of Talbotton, where some of the losses were generational and shelters have opened.
Two residential areas in Talbotton were slammed by a tornado. And while some homes were ripped apart and others spun off their foundations, there were no major injuries in the town of nearly 900 people. A tangle of oak limbs blocked the path to Alan Dwyer's once two-story home in Talbotton. At 80 and with heart trouble, he was making his way through the mess with the help of neighbors to see what was left of this home built in 1850.
Well, it's been in my family. I don't know. I have to sit and think a long, long time. Made it 160 years, and then Mother Nature took care of it.
Somehow left unharmed in an area of high damage, an antebellum home that appeared in the 1940 film Gone with the Wind. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Talbotton.
A controversial Georgia proposal to require a compelling governmental interest before the state interferes with someone's religious practices has stalled. Critics say the bill would legalize discrimination against the LGBTQ community. Republican Senator Marty Harbin of Tyrone says he requested public testimony be delayed yesterday because of time constraints. Harbin says his bill might not move forward this year. And in Valdosta, authorities were called in to rescue 630 dogs from a home. The dogs were reportedly kept in small cages, and many of them had never been walked or held before, but they were fed and watered. The owner, who was not identified, had asked for help from the State Department of Agriculture. And Mercedes-Benz Stadium is moving away from cash transactions for all events, including Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta United games. The move to full cashless purchases begins with the MLS Atlanta United game against Cincinnati on Friday. All ticket purchases, concessions, and merchandise must be purchased with credit cards or mobile payment. As an option, fans can use cash to purchase debit cards at new ATM machines and use the debit cards for purchases. The stadium is the nation's first professional facility to become completely cash-free. Steve Cannon, CEO of the Falcons and Atlanta United owner Arthur Blank's AMB Group, says the new system of purchases will be faster and more cost-efficient. And in sports, the Hawks lost to the Miami Heat 114-113 last night. Tomorrow, the Hawks host San Antonio at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is 7:30 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, at GPB News.